Now, a long time ago, there used to be these things that people would, big wooden, round wooden things that they would use to, they had to buy their flour and things like that in them. They'd say they had to roll out the, it was round and wooden and had metal things around it. People don't use them much anymore, except sometimes people use them in their houses now. They had them a long time ago.
Barrels?
Yes, exactly, barrels. I bet you, have you ever even seen one?
A barrel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they used to, that they call the, have you ever heard of the metal things that ran around the barrel? You know what they were called?
Poops.
Have you heard that word?
Poop.
Yeah. No, I knew you wouldn't know what it was. do you know what do you call the things that lard comes in?
Okay. That's what I call it.
That's what you call it? Okay. What would you call a metal thing shaped like this to pour stuff through?
A funnel.
Right. If somebody had horses and they wanted them to go faster, what do you call the thing they'd hit them with?
Know what you're talking about. Jocks have them.
Yeah.
But I don't know the name of it.
Just a whip.
Yeah, a whip. How come I couldn't think of that?
Yeah, because it's something you never think about.
That's right.
Something you never think about. A lot of these things are something you never think about. Now, if you bought something like, just some candy or something in the store, grocer might put it in a sack. Okay, now that sack would be made out of
paper.
Okay. Do you know what you would call a, I don't know if you even know this, kind of a sack or a bag or something? It was made out of cloth. Like a long time ago, flour used to come in. Have you ever seen a? If it was made out of cloth, would you probably call it a cloth sack or a cloth?
A meal sack.
A meal sack. You do know that. You know meal sack. Very good. Gosh, you've heard lots of things. You must really pay attention to what goes on around you.
Yeah, most of the time I do.
Yeah, you really must. These are things that I wouldn't have expected you to even notice a lot of this stuff, but you have. Do you know what you call a bag or a sack that's made out of kind of rough material? Potatoes and things come in. Let's see.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. A name for it. Potato sack. Not potato sack. Something else.
See, there's a different name.
Calico sack?
No. Maybe. How about Kroger sack?
Yeah, Kroger sack.
Okay, you know that one. Let's see, have you ever heard of a gunny sack or a tow sack?
I heard of a gunny sack.
You've heard of a gunny sack and a Kroger sack.
Mm-hmm.
Not a tow sack. That's interesting. Now, if you were going to go out and pick up some wood in your arms, like go out to the backyard and you pick up some wood, and if you're talking about the amount of wood you can carry at a time, you could say you could carry one arm
load of wood.
One arm load. Okay. Now when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
light bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it out on the line, you put it in a clothes
basket.
What do you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Nipple.
A
baby's bottle?
A baby's bottle, okay. Nipple. Now how about a bigger bottle, just a regular?
A cork.
Okay.
Put the top back on it. Mm-hmm. Foil.
Yeah, that's right, you can use foil. What do you call a little musical instrument that you...
Harmonica.
Have you ever heard any other names for it besides harmonica? You know a musical instrument that's kind of like that, except you hold it between your teeth.